all used to set the bread before the Lord. Notice what verse 30 says, chapter 25 again, that this bread was set on the table before me regularly. That little word there, regularly, appears regularly in the story. It comes a lot of times, and it describes something that is happening constantly, something that's described perpetually at set intervals. Normally, it gets associated with what Numbers 28 describes, that there are regular morning and evening sacrifices every single day. So those were regular offerings, perpetual, constant, interval sacrifices. And this bread was to be prepared before the Lord and presented at regular intervals. Well, when and how and why? Turn with me to Leviticus chapter 24, which again fills in some of the details for us. Leviticus 24, beginning at verse number 5. There were 12 loaves of bread, we're told, verse 5, placed on the table. Why 12 loaves, you think? 12 tribes of Israel, signifying all the people of God. We'll come to that in just a moment. Notice as well that verse 7 says that there was also frankincense poured on the loaves that they might be a memorial portion as a food offering to the Lord. That word memorial, the same for regularly, it's the same term. Regularly, perpetually, constantly, this frankincense was poured out on top of the bread, notice, as a food offering to the Lord. And as verse 8 says, this ritual of presenting the showbread was so important to the Lord and to his relationship with them that it's even described as a covenant forever. The presenting of bread itself is a covenant forever. Well, what does it mean to us that it's presented in these regular intervals as a covenant forever? Well, the bread of the present signifies both God's grace and our gratitude for that grace. The priest, as he was presenting the bread and pouring the frankincense on top of it as a food offering to the Lord, he was symbolically presenting the people to the Lord and that they were accepted by God. That's what it means, that it was a food offering. He smelt it. It was pleasing to him.